there, I'm your challenge host, Evna Curry. Welcome back to the Assertive and Like 10-Day Challenge, where you'll design your very first Assertive and Like script. Now it's time to quit tiptoeing and start leaving your footprint. Let's get started. You're here, day 10. Welcome to day 10, the last day of your 10-Day Assertive and Likeable Challenge. Well done, my friend. You've come a long way. I hope you learned a lot, that you've done a lot. You have a pretty good script by now that you feel confident about, and that you have the starting tools now to be assertive and likable when you go out and speak up and have your assertive moments and breakthrough conversations. And today is your last day of the challenge, and you've done a lot, my friend. You've done some visioning for your speaking up why. You've chosen your speaking up moment and the person you're going to speak to. You've built some connection. You've planned how to build connection, build trust with certain strategies. You've figured out your assumption termites, the deadly assumptions that can kill your relationships. Now you're aware of them and you're planned for them. You have your assertive skeleton, the essence of your breakthrough conversations to assertively announce what you want to say in 4 steps. You've done language detoxing and removed the 10 bad language habits that come across as unsure, lacking competence, and lacking confidence. You've done the aggressor's detox as well to remove the top 5 mistakes that can make you come across as aggressive, rude, or offensive. You've added the speaking up hygge to add the right kind of warmth and friendliness and coziness and empathy that does not come across as powerless to your assertive moment, so that you can come across as both likable and assertive without inviting others to take advantage of you or to take you for granted. And you've layered on your message wrap, which are the nonverbals to reinforce and embody what you have to say, your message, be it the body language, facial expressions, and voice. That's a lot. And today is the last day. And today is all about the communication flair, about making it yours and layering your unique personality style. So what is your personality style for your communication? In today's lesson, you are going to add that personality and style to your assertive and like script. You're going to make it all about you. You're going to make it personal. You're going to make it yours, authentic to you. So in this lesson, we're going to work on your script by layering in your personality and style. Here's some principles for success. Think about what is your communication style and reflect on how you want to be known by other people. What is the personal brand that you have or that you want to project to the world? And then think about your personality. Is it funny? Is it humorous? Is it enthusiastic and happy, or patient and calm, or relaxed or methodic? Maybe it's caring and playful, or is it serious or spontaneous or planned and focused, structured or unstructured, goofy or pragmatic, precise, gentle and warm and thoughtful, curious or analytical, or is it story-based? Do you gesticulate big? Do you smile a lot? What is it? What are the things that make you when you communicate that people are like, oh, that's how she or that's how he communicates? Consider how much warmth you want to add, how much you want to talk about yourself, how much you want to nod or engage with the other person. And maybe you have a signature move, like a special handshake or a special look or a special gesture. Maybe you like to have these conversations that are a bit more difficult over coffee, or maybe at the office or somewhere else, more informal. And I know that some people, for example, like to start every conversation with their team with, how are you feeling today? That's their move. That's their signature move with their team members. Other people like to start hard conversations to open people's mind with, I invite you to have an open mind about what we're going to talk about today. Find out what your signature move is and include it into your script or in how you want to deliver your script. So here's what you're going to do. Review your script and add your personality in the words and nonverbals. Make it feel like yourself. Do be yourself and find your style. Do experiment and iterate, because your style can change over time. And experimentation is going to help you change and figure out what is the best style for you, for current you. Now, don't undo the essential elements that you've already worked on, right? The aggressor's detox, the language detox, the hygge, you know, all that, the assumption termites, the actual breakthrough conversation. keep what you've already done and then layer your personality and style into it. So the first step is add one personalization to your script, just one. One thing that makes it feel like yours. And I have one more special opportunity for you today, because I want you to feel confident in your script and to use it, because only when you use it will you get the benefits of it. And planning an assertive conversation is only useful if you actually have that conversation. So here is your final and optional mission. You can schedule a 50-minute session with me to review, rehearse, and get the tone and language right for your assertive and likable script. I want you to go out there and have that conversation, but I want to make sure that you do it right. So to qualify for this, you have to submit your script, your final script, before your call to info@assertiveway.com with the title My Script Dash Your Name. My Script Dash Your Name. For now, all that you have to do is really schedule the call. You can email me later with your script, and then we'll take it from there. Click the link below, go below here to review and rehearse your final assertive and likable script. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you in this challenge with me. I hope it's been valuable to you. I appreciate that you've made it all the way here, that you've been with the challenge and with me throughout, and I can't wait to get to learn a little bit more about you and what you're doing and how you're going to use your script. I have tons of more resources that are available. You can always check out. I have new things coming up now and then at my website, assertiveway.com/free. So you can check the resources there. And if you like this and you think this would be valuable to your company's employee resource groups or club or your team, let me know. I'd love to come speak for your groups, for your team, for your company, and bring this workshop or other workshops on assertiveness as well. Thank you for now, and I will see you soon. Bye.